Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your host, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Randall Niles. And a very warm welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you join us on another National Guard show in this series of new and different radio dramas, especially created for you and starring the greatest headliners in the motion picture world. And now the National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Vincent Price in 7900 Empire State. The house lights fade down, the curtains part, and here is Act One of our play starring Vincent Price. You're in a business as a private investigator, and you get phone calls. And each one is like a box of Cracker Jack with a surprise inside. At least that's what Hillary Thorne was thinking as he got off the elevator on the 79th floor of the Empire State Building and walked to the offices marked 7900.
Yes?
Is Mr. DeVere in? I'm Hillary Thorne.
Oh, yes, he's waiting for you. This way, please.
Oh, thanks.
Mr. DeVere, Mr. Thorne is here.
Oh, you're Mr. Thorne. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, thanks, Mr. DeVere. Say, this is some office you've got here.
Thank you. I must say it was very kind of you to answer my telephone call so quickly.
If I didn't do that, Mr. DeVere, there'd soon be a for rent sign on my place over on 56th Street. Hmm. What can I do for you?
I own a very valuable diamond, the Jota diamond. You may have heard of it.
No, I haven't. I guess I don't get around enough.
Well, I thought you might have heard some of the stories told about it. At any rate, Thorne, I want to move the Jota diamond from the bank vault to my home.
I see. And you called me because you want to make sure it gets there.
Exactly. You see, the Jota is very heavily insured. To answer the insurance requirements and to protect myself, I must exercise reasonable precaution whenever the stone is moved.
You think that I'm reasonable enough precaution, Mr. DeVere?
I know your reputation.
All right, Mr. DeVere. Where'll I meet you?
The Security Bank on Park Avenue tomorrow morning at 10.
Good enough. Say, by the way, what are the stories they tell about the Jota diamond?
It has been said that there's a curse on the diamond. Great danger to everyone who possesses it.
You're sort of living on borrowed time, aren't you, Mr. DeVere, if that's true?
No, it's nonsense, of course. However, understand that I do not possess the Jota diamond. I merely own it. Matter of fact, I'd like to sell it. Interested?
No, I don't think so, Mr. DeVere, but thanks for the compliment. I'll see you at the bank at 10. Oh, good morning, Mr. DeVere.
Well, hello, Thorne. We're all ready to go.
You have the diamond?
Yes. Oh, this is Mr. Andrews of the insurance company.
How do you do, Mr. Thorne? I've heard and read a great deal about you.
Thanks. You're here as a little precautionary measure yourself, I take it.
Well, yes, but actually I don't think it'll be necessary for me to make the trip to the house.
You don't think so, Andrews?
If all I hear about Mr. Thorne is true, you and the diamond are in pretty safe hands.
Say, I should hire you to write my publicity, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
I have a cab right over here, Mr. DeVere.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute, Thorne. There's a man standing beside the cab.
Oh, him? Oh, that's just my assistant, Dooley Edwards. Dooley, this is Mr. DeVere.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. DeVere.
Oh, thank you. Say, haven't I met you somewhere before?
You couldn't prove it by me.
No. Well...
Shall we go?
Yes.
What's the address, Mr. DeVere?
4720 Westmoreland, Long Island.
Hey, the boss was telling me about the curse on that diamond of yours, Mr. DeVere.
He was?
Yeah. Dangerous to own it, huh? Huh. That's really something.
Just a legend. Just a lot of nonsense.
Hey, driver, look out!
Hey. Take it easy up there, driver.
Gosh. You know, maybe there's something to that curse business.
No, Dooley, it's just a legend. Oh. Just a lot of nonsense.
Well,
Well, thank you, gentlemen. That was really a very uneventful trip.
Yeah. Say, Mr. DeVere, could we maybe take a look at the diamond before we go?
What? Well, yes, of course.
Oh, boy.
There it is. What do you think of it?
Gee, that's some rock.
Yeah, some rock. Could I hold it a minute, Mr. DeVere?
Why, of course, here.
Gosh, this will be something to tell my grandchildren.
All right, Dooley, put it back in the box.
Must I?
Well, thanks again, Thorne. I'm very glad to have the diamond safely home.
Glad to help you, Mr. DeVere. Come on, Dooley. Well, Dooley, how about it?
Boss, that diamond's a phony.
You sure?
I didn't grade diamonds for 5 years for nothing. I know.
How do you like that? Well, I don't know what DeVere's up to, but if he's up to what I think he's up to, the insurance company will pay a hatful for this little bit of information.
Curtain falls on Act One of 7900 Empire State, starring Vincent Price. Act Two in just a moment, but first, a message from Wendell Niles for the National Guard.
Did you know that the National Guard is part of our country's first line of defense? That if we were to be attacked, the National Guard would be mobilized for your protection in a matter of hours? Just as they have come to your aid in time of fire and flood, blizzard and hurricane, the men of the new National Guard are ready to serve you in time of national emergency. There are 25 infantry divisions, 2 armored divisions, 20 regimental combat teams, 7 armored cavalry regiments, and more than 500 anti-aircraft artillery units among the Army troops of the National Guard. The Air National Guard has 72 fighter and 12 light bombardment squadrons, some of them equipped with jet-propelled planes, supported by a radar net of aircraft control and warning groups. The National Guard in your community is a part of this mighty force for freedom. Visit it. Get to know its men. Support them in every way you can. For your support of the National Guard will assure you and your country of continued security. Now back to our show and our host, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act Two of our story, 7900 Empire State, starring Vincent Price as Hillary Thorne. Hillary Thorne sat tight on his important bit of information, waiting, and he didn't have to wait long.
Extra, extra, famous Joda diamond stolen, extra.
Hey, Dooley, where are you, Dooley?
Huh? Oh, what's up, boss? What's up?
Don't you read the papers? It's happened. Get this. Huh. In one of the most spectacular robberies of recent years, burglars broke into the home of Mr. Albert DeVere last night and stole the famous Joda diamond.
What?
Yeah, DeVere framed it, Dooley. And he doesn't know it, but he also framed himself. Now we've got to move fast.
Okay, boss.
Tail DeVere and don't lose him.
Right, boss.
And call me here in an hour.
Where are you going?
Me? I'm going to make a certain insurance company very happy.
Well, come in, Mr. Thorne.
Thank you.
I guess you've heard about the Joda diamond.
Yeah, that was quite a thing, wasn't it?
My company, of course, is extremely upset. Needless to say, it was a very valuable stone. However, I prefer to think the criminals will be apprehended. Would you be interested in working on this, Mr. Thorne?
I have been working on it, Mr. Andrews, and I have it all worked out.
This is hardly the time for jokes, Mr. Thorne.
I'm serious. Mr. Andrews, what would you say if I told you the diamond I delivered to DeVere's home the other day was not the Joda diamond, but a cheap imitation?
Why, that's incredible.
Incredible, but true.
How do you know?
DeVere made a mistake. He showed the diamond to my assistant the day we took it out to his house. My assistant graded diamonds for 5 years.
Why, that's incredible. I've known the man so long, and I saw him take the diamond from the vault at the bank. Well, Mr. Thorne, I can't tell you how grateful I am. And if what you tell me is true, this information will be very worth your while.
Hello?
DeVere, this is Andrews. We're in trouble.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Did you show the diamond to Thorne the other day?
Why, Why, yes.
I'll be over at your office in 10 minutes.
Hello?
Boss, this is Dooley, calling from the Empire State Building.
Well, what's happened?
Plenty. I tailed DeVere here. He was in his office for about a half hour, and then Andrews, the insurance man, showed.
Andrews?
Yeah, seemed to be in an awful hurry. A few minutes later, a messenger boy showed up. He delivered 2 tickets for the Panama Clipper.
Holy smoke, are DeVere and Andrews still there?
Yeah, I'm waiting for them.
Well, don't wait any longer. They may get lost. Get out to the airport before they do. Call Lieutenant Donovan down at headquarters. Tell him what you know. Tell him you need help. We've got to stop them there. Hurry. The Empire State Building, as fast as you can make it.
Panama Clipper, Flight 43, leaving in 10 minutes. Panama Clipper, Flight 43, leaving in 10 minutes. Mr. Dooley Edwards, you're wanted on the phone. Mr. Dooley Edwards...
All right, where can I take it?
Right here, sir.
Thank you. Hello?
Dooley?
Yeah, boss?
You can come in from the airport. DeVere won't make that plane. Neither will Andrews.
No, how come?
They're not walking around anymore. I guess you might call it the curse of the Joda Diamond.
Yeah?
Yeah. An airplane just crashed into the 79th story of the Empire State Building.
The curtain falls in the final act of 7900 Empire State. Thank you, Vincent, for lending your very able talents to the National Guard show and for bringing to life the character of Hillary Thorne. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, will bring you a story of Take My Advice and will star James Craig, and one you certainly won't want to miss. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program was transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.